But I reconciled with it, and I was getting better. And then last Thursday, when that bomb dropped in our lap, I thought, oh, jeez, no. So I was having some symptoms. I was having pain in my back, down in my spine. So I've been having that for like 5 nights now. And I had pain in my knee, which I've never had in my right knee, ever. So I thought, okay, here it is.
Yeah, right. Well, it is. You know, it's a good example of you do some of the mind-body work, including you have a big stressor like this come up, and, you know, would you prefer you didn't have the back or the leg pain? Because, you know, that means dealing with more emotions instead. It's your brain trying to divide this up and say, here's some of the stress and here's some of the emotions, and then let's put some of it over here in pain, and okay, we can now manage all this, right? Like, do you want to manage it all feeling good physically, not having any pain, and have sort of more, you know, like a more exposure to the emotions, more or less? It's kind of how that works.
Yeah. I mean, I recognize it for what it was, and I'm thankful to you for that.
Yeah.
And like I said, even with this dumped in our lap, I feel I'm handling it well, because there's only so much I can do, with emphasis on the word can. So we've had a good relationship, and it pains me to see him like this. It's like to go through a divorce, you know. It's brutal. I don't wish it on anyone. And in his case, he has no choice. And so here we are.
But then as far as you, as far as your symptoms, that's a good example that, you know, having some of this pain and having some of that is that it's a real obvious just manifestation of that stress, that we can do the acupuncture and that's going to help. But, you know, having the conversation about it is equally as important, because we don't want to just take the pain away, you know, without, you know, like having an opportunity for you to get some of that out, including, you know, what you just said now, you know. And to some degree, that's also kind of related to the work situation, you know.
Well, I've tried to be above it all, and so far I'm on good terms with everybody, and that's the way I want it. I don't want to be an ally of someone, or be perceived as an ally of someone else.
You don't want to. You don't want to be roped into one of the factions.
Choosing a side. I'm not choosing sides. I've been down that road.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't know. I mean, is that, you know, who you're with, or just the present times? And I mean, everybody's kind of stressed out and crazy, and
you know, you're right. Everybody's crabby now.
I guess so. I mean, you know, I probably told you is that, like, when, you know, like, treating the whole person includes, you know, talking to about whatever's bothering people. And obviously it's been several years of people come in watching the news and getting sucked into thinking that they're ruining everything if they don't just take some action now.
Right.
You know, if they don't join this tribe and then go after that tribe, like, every something bad is just something hanging desperately in the balance.
The world, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, just I'm trying to advocate for the perspective. The world's always been like this, right? And not think that, you know, you getting worked up, you know, going to do anything, right?
But that's how I look at it. I look at it, well, that's nothing new. It's just been going on since creation, so.
Yeah, and so that's the attitude you have to have, you know, certainly with the work stuff. And you know, it's a lot more difficult, you know, on the personal front, right?
In the abstract, watching news, I can dismiss that. But when I'm sitting in a truck full or a van full of people, not quite as easy. You know?
But, you know, like you said yourself, the fact that you guys have been in here doing the work you've been doing, being healthy, that you guys have had your, you know, stable relationship for X number of years, that you can be in a position to help when somebody is ready for it. You know, that's what you can do, right?
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I hope I can be. I think I'm balanced enough to. I think the main thing is just listen. Sometimes that's all you got to do is listen. Throw in a few words here and there, but.
Well, I mean, just, you know, just and the fact that you're doing the work, right? You know, whether that be the stuff we've been doing with health and diet, or whether that be the fact that, you know, you guys have had your relationship for 30 years or whatever it's been, you know, that they've got that as a model now that, you know, you can, and you can choose something better. Right. So,
yeah, I mean, her and I are, we just talk about this back and forth, and, you know, in agreement on so many things, and you know, if there's, it's just saying we talk about it, okay, it's in the air and there's no,
yeah,
just, so we're good with it.
Right.
And but I think so, the model like you're talking about is for us to be stable.
Yeah, that's right. All. You know, you guys have had your problems prior to your relationship, right?
Right.
You know, he sees there can be, you know, a good, stable relationship on the other side of it, right? So,
anyway, other than that, I don't have much to say. I seem to be doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, just keep, you know, keep up what you're doing now and understanding you're just in charge of yourself. And mm-hmm. that's the only way you can be there to be, you know, able to help other people, too. So. Yeah.